It's time to stop and smell the donuts. Here come Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall coast to coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring.
And occasionally we sing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
There we are.
Oh.
And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
We're ready, and I got some snacks for the show already, Cliff.
Whoa.
Oh, are you ready?
Are you ready? I know you're talking to the listener, not me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I was talking about
Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, how are you?
Great.
I thought you were.
Just great. Now, are you like me, that when people ask you that and you reply, oh, great, do you just feel bad for lying?
No, because I don't lie when people ask me how I'm doing. I know they don't really want an honest answer. I'm like, well, I'm okay, this happened, and blah, blah, blah. I give them a true answer. I'm like,
oh,
you asked. You have to listen to it.
See, I go the other way. I go the old standby, fine. I don't do that anymore. I've upgraded it because I'm like, even fine is a lie.
Yeah.
And so, great. And then I just move on. I'm doing great.
See, I got to the point where I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, see, that's because I don't want to go on Facebook ever. But so I have to do it in person. I have to just lie to people's faces that my life is so wonderful. It's great. Everything's going great. Everything's coming up roses.
Now, see, I pass people in town. They're like, how's it going? I was like, well, you know, it's Wednesday. So
it's Wednesday. I wish everything. I was dead.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, as they continue to walk by and run away from me.
Bye.
But that gets rid of people way faster than if you say, I'm doing great. And they're like, oh, good. Let me tell you about my life.
Now, the quickest way to get rid of people we know, studies have shown, is that if you're standing with a friend and then you say, hey, let me tell you about the show.
go to iTunes and search Cliff and Kendall. And oh, I got
to
go.
And you bring it up and we've got bills to pay. And wherever the theme song, and then it's like, hey, Cliff and Kendall. You look up, they're gone.
Yeah.
There's a puff of smoke where your friend used to be, and that's the quickest way to get rid of them.
Like, have you ever tuned in at 4 a.m. on Sunday morning? They're like, oh, I gotta go.
I've got it. I left something in the oven.
I gotta go shampoo my hair.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We are Cliff and Kendall, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99, KBSH in Busheltown.
Rye 99.
Yes, yeah. We are. I thought there was more. They felt like a comma there.
I felt like a period to me.
More like an exclamation point.
More like a double exclamation
point. I got some fun little facts about some snacks for you, if you're interested in such things.
This is a show about snacks. It's a salute.
I know it is. I thought we should get to talking about snacks here.
I love it.
Sooner or later.
I love it.
You know, do you still eat Pringles?
Yeah, should I not?
No. That was not judgmental. I was just asking. Because I still love Pringles, and every once in a while I'll get a can and eat
the whole
four cans in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I thought this was interesting. I read Pringles aren't actually potato chips.
They're like foam.
Yeah. It's like 42% potato-based content with the rest from wheat starch and flour and corn. Anyway, they're still delicious. But I thought it was interesting.
So many of our favorite snack foods. This is why we're terribly unhealthy. It's because they're science experiments. They're not food.
They are. They're like, oh, this weird thing went wrong. We're trying to make potato chips, and we have this weird looking potato chip thing that fits in a can.
Yeah. Now, did you know?
Give me more.
Give me more. That's where the Britney Spears song came. Give me more. Give me more. Kendall, for example, Frito-Lay, do you know they have a research team of nearly 500 scientists dedicated to fine-tuning their snacks for maximum awesomeness and addictive powers. They're just saying, how can we make people need Fritos more? And if you're bored out there, you got nothing to do, you could always hop on the Frito-Lay website.
That's my homepage.
Peruse.
All they got to do is listen to this show. That's as much research as they need.
All they got to do is listen to 5 minutes of this show. They're like, I can tell these people have the f***ing Frito-Lay website as their homepage.
Exactly.
And that's all they...
These are the people we need to go
really
after.
Really need to know, yeah.
Cliff, do you know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
612.
No. They did an actual study. Researchers have done this because, you know, that's the kind of stuff we need to be researching. And they took into consideration saliva and all these other things. 250 licks, if you're looking on one side only.
250, exactly.
Yeah, or twice that amount if you're looking on both sides.
Shit.
This is riveting. Riveting.
This is riveting podcasting right here.
I enjoyed it. Oh gosh, what's going
Hello.
On?
Hello, come along, dear. Join us in here in the studio, dear.
Dear, I'm sorry. I was just finishing up a Tootsie Roll Pop, dear.
dear, she was on a 250th lick buzz.
Sorry, you had to stop.
Counting the...
Quite right, dear.
Yes, I just thought we all might want to discuss some of our favorite snacks, buzz.
Well, dear, first of all, I brought you all something. I made some brownies for you all, dear. Here you go, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Delicious, buzz.
This is the best. Oh, trust me, I know they're delicious. Look at them.
You got rye, chocolate chips, and all kinds of my dear special ingredients, buzz.
Dear, you know, I thought one thing, if you're doing a show about snacks, you definitely need some snacks to be eating.
Now, are you guys like me? My favorite parts are the corner pieces.
Oh, yes, I love them.
Is that your favorite part?
Dear, well, look at, I got one of those special brownie baking tins that make all the edges... Like brownie edges, yes. Dear. It's wonderful.
I do admit it makes it a bit difficult for me to eat there, dear. You know, those rough edges are bad on my crowns.
Oh, dear. You know, I make a special batch just for you, dear.
She leaves them in the oven only half the time, so they're a little bit soupy, and I eat them with a spoon, buzz.
Dear.
Delicious and easier on my bowels that way.
Whenever I make brownies, dear, I make 4 batches. Uh-huh. 1 for Cliff, 1 for Kendall. 1 for Mr. Snodbottom with extra fiber.
A bowel batch for him.
And then 1 for myself and Funky and anyone else that would like a brownie.
And all the other passersby.
Exactly. We each get our own pan.
And I appreciate them so much. Thank you. So now, these are one of my favorite snacks. Now, Mrs. Potter with a Butter Churn, what is one of your favorite snacks? That you in any random day, you're getting snacky, and what do you snack on?
Well, dear, I do love a good Butternut Rye Krispie. But, however... One of my favorite snacks that I so rarely get to eat, dear, is... Do you remember Circus Peanuts, dear?
I love them, dear.
You can't have them, dear.
Once an elephant used his long snout and snouted me in the face, dear.
Oh.
When I tried to steal some of his peanuts from the circus bar, I was but a boy.
No, dear, not peanuts from the circus, dear. The circus peanuts, the little fluffy candies from... Do you remember those, dear?
You know those gum up my bowels,
dear. I said you couldn't have them, dear, but I love those.
I remember them.
Oh, I used to love those.
I do like them. They still make them.
Do they?
We got to go to the... I'll get you some when I'm at the Food and More, Mrs. Potter Butter Butcher.
Oh, thank you, dear, so much. I'll make you another batch of brownies for being such a wonderful person, dear.
Oh, thank you. My grandfather loved those, too.
I'll get you a bag.
He loved those and Mentos.
Oh, yeah. Mentos. The fresh maker.
He was swayed by the commercials, no doubt. Who could blame him?
And Mentos are just mint. They're not really snacks. I mean...
But they're chewy. Like,
I guess so. Yeah,
you
can chew on them for a while.
I don't know. Who can account for anybody's
taste? I do love the peanut butter candies as well, dear. The little black and white striped zebra candies. You have those, dear.
Yes. I love those too, dear. Oh, dear. Although they have pulled out many fillings from my teeth,
dear,
over the years.
They always get stuck in your teeth, dear.
They do. Now, Mr. Snodbottom, what is one of your favorite snacks that you eat during that?
Well, of course, boy, you know, every morning at 9 a.m. sharp, I have a bowl of warm bowel pudding to help clean out the pipes, as it were.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
And I hook up to the bowel jiggler for an hour or two.
Well, we know your routine. We've seen it.
Yeah, we've heard it over and over again. Really gets those bowels jiggling when you're on that machine.
Kendall, what's one of your, other than brownies?
Let's see. One of my favorite snacks. Is pizza considered a snack?
No. it is the way we eat it. The way some people have like a handful of, cereal. We have a handful of pizzas. An armful, 5 boxes.
I do really enjoy.
I ordered 2 the other night because it was a deal.
Oh my God. I do really enjoy.
Pizza delivery was so late.
Well, then our cheese sticks.
Called me. snack.
No, I really do love like caramel.
Cheese sticks, I guess. That could be a snack. It's an appetizer.
Well, I do love those. I love caramel popcorn. Okay. That's one of my favorite things.
Well, dear, popcorn is wonderful, dear. I don't know about the caramel, dear. That adds a little bit of extra weight, dear.
Sorry, Mr. Potter, but I'm going to
turn. Quite inappropriate, dear.
I can't believe the smell is upsetting my bowels.
Oh, dear, come on. I'm going to get Mr. Snodbottom out of here, dear. Thank you so much for talking with us, dear. Come on, Mr. Snodbottom, dear. Come on.
Bye. Oh, sorry about that, everybody.
You set him off, Cliff. Where were we? What were we talking about?
So these are snacks.
Oh, we need to...
I needed a game of Don't Touch That Dial.
Oh, Cliff... Don't touch that dial.
This dial. Come on.
All right, cool. Got some questions for you. We're running way behind with all these snacks we've been trying to eat.
Sorry, you get us talking about snacks.
I know. You never know what's going to happen.
Everything else is out the window.
Cliff, what sitcom school board saw fit to allow a pig to attend classes with humans?
Was that Green Acres?
It's the place to be. Our living is the life for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes, you're correct, Cliff.
Kendall, now what kind of coat does the Fonz favor?
Many colors. No, he wore a leather jacket.
Yeah, what kind of leather?
Oh, seriously?
What color?
Black, a black leather jacket.
Black leather.
I thought you were going to say, like, what animal skin? I was like, I don't know.
Isn't all leather just from a cow?
I thought so, but you worried me when you asked me that question.
I don't know. Leather, why are we still wearing it, everybody?
Who knows?
Because it needs to feel soft. Do we really need it to be that soft?
What was newspaper photographer Dennis Price's nickname on Lou Grant?
Scoop.
No.
Animal. Mm-hmm. Animal crackers in my soup.
That's another snack that I'll loop de loop.
Kendall, what was Fernando's favorite catchphrase on Saturday Night Live?
Fernando?
Yeah. You saw the sights, Fernando.
Was his favorite catchphrase live from New York? It's Saturday night.
No, there was something in the air that night. The stars were bright, Fernando. They were shining there for you and me, for liberty, Fernando.
What was his favorite catchphrase?
Though I never thought that we would lose, there's no regrets. If I had to do the same again, I would, my friend, Fernando.
You know, I forget what we're even talking about by the time you get there.
I was trying to give you a little extra time to think.
Oh, you know I'm not going to get it.
With some perfect pitch helping your brain waves there. Kendall, you are going to kick yourself in the teeth when I tell you.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay, what was it?
I think so.
Let's see if I kick myself in the teeth.
I don't say that lightly,
well, let's
sir.
See. Let's see if it happens.
You are going to like... that bottle you're holding, you're going to want to smash it over your head comically. You're going to wish that it was breakaway glass because you're going to be like,
maybe I'll do it anyway, even though it's not breakaway glass.
OMG. You're going to flip.
Okay, what was
it? Okay, Saturday Night Live catchphrase, Fernando. All the listeners have been screaming it.
Uh-huh.
They've all been screaming it at home. Kendall, something no one has ever said to Kendall. You look marvelous.
Hold on. Let me grab this bottle.
Yes, let the breaking of the bottle and the kicking in the teeth.
Shit, that hurt.
Come in.
Hold on, I gotta kick myself in the teeth.
Next time, I told you were gonna, and he doubted me, and I was right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that name of that character. I didn't know Fernando. If you'd have said Billy Crystal's character on Saturday Night Live, I would have been like, you look marvelous.
Kendall, if we could have spelled it everything out for you, it'd make a real riveting game show.
It would. I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah.
No.
Cliff, what character's brainstorm was it to turn Gilligan's Island into a resort for the, in the castaways on Gilligan's Island?
Oh, that had to have been. That reeks of Mr. Howell.
Oh, you're right. Thurston Howell.
I done told ya. All right, Kendall, that's it for me.
That's it for me, Cliff. That's all the time you we have. Or don't touch that dial.
Once again, you may touch the dial.
You can touch it again.
Touch it.
All right, Cliff, I gotta take
touch me.
A really quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Boy, am I hungry.
What do you want?
Maybe I'll get an apple.
An apple? Let's buy some candy.
Hold on, fellas.
Nice line.
Listen to your friend Terrell. He's got the right idea.
Yeah, you never catch an NBA player eating a candy bar for a game.
A candy bar might give you a quick boost of energy, but after 20 minutes, you'll feel run down. So let's eat smart.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I believe fat people are people too. And you've never heard fat people like this before. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall.
Welcome back.
Oh.
Well, I just ate some more brownies and I'm feeling... Oh.
Good.
Did I win something?
You won.
I won for eating the most snacks.
Look, I'm...
Winning another 30 minutes of that.
I'm Skrillex over here.
Skrillex.
I'm a DJ remixing it.
So glad Charles got that fixed for you to play with. Oh, who is knocking at the door?
Go away.
It's Charles.
No, go away. Come back,
Cliff,
later.
Why don't you let him come in?
No.
You're always talking about how great he is.
No. Okay. I'm not. When have I ever talked about how great he
You're like,
was?
Now, Kendall, he's great.
No. I just like sticking up for the little guy.
He went away.
Good.
Cliff, did you know, now I know you've heard this before, that wintergreen lifesavers.
Oh, no, I have heard it. But
hold on,
keep
I'm
going.
Not finished, if you let me finish.
Sure, keep going.
That when you bite them in the dark, they spark. Mm. Have you heard that?
Mm-mm.
You haven't heard that?
I don't know.
Well, it turns out all lifesavers do that. I thought that was interesting facts.
Yeah, you hear a lot of things. Sure. Kendall, now did you know this, that a hungry man, a Hungry Man brand roast turkey dinner lists salt 9 separate times in its ingredients.
Yeah, you hear all kind of things.
You hear that?
You hear all kind of things.
On the street, you know, I've heard it a lot. I was at the counter today, at the lunch counter there, you know, and I heard a table behind me.
Like, so much salt.
Yeah, it was two young lovers. One had just proposed to the other. And they said, you know what this reminds me of? This article I read,
A Hungry Man,
about the Hungry Man dinner, and it has salt listed 9 separate times on its damn ingredients. And by the way, yes, I will marry you. So it was did I mention that to you before?
No, you didn't. No, you never tell me anything.
You never tell me anything.
Cliff, do you know who William A. Mitchell is?
Of course, everyone does.
Well, you should. Because he's a big, big part of your life. You just don't even know it. He is the guy that lived from 1911 to 2004.
Sure.
And he invented Tang, Cool Whip, Pop Rocks, quick setting Jell-O, powdered egg whites, and a popular tapioca substitute, among other many things.
I just had a big bowl of Cool Whip and Tang and egg substitute.
Now, don't sit here and tell me some of those things weren't a big part of your life.
I just had a big bowl of all of them last night, Kendall. Mm-hmm. I just swished it around and gummed it up.
Gummed it up.
Kendall, now do you know this? Do you know why commercially produced bread is just so darn salty?
Why it's salty?
Yeah, do you know why?
Is it something to do with the yeast or something?
Oh, God, get your mind out of the gutter.
My mind's on the gutter.
It's because it keeps the bread-making machines from getting all gummed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Salt. Well, who knew? You did.
One of nature's miracles. melts the ice on your steps, keeps bread-making machines from getting gummed up in a Hungry Man meal 9 different ways.
My mother goes through a pound of it a week.
Hey, she's doing something right.
Oh, God. Oh, I love it. Salt.
We would do a version, you know, that song from White Christmas. Snow, snow, snow. We would go salt, salt, salt.
Is that Charles?
Wash my hair and face and skin with salt.
Dear, I'm so sorry to knock, dear, and interrupt the show, dear.
It's okay.
It's fine. Well, dear, I just wanted to come in. I had an etiquette tip, dear. And I have to leave quickly after this to get my hair done, dear. But I didn't want to be rude, dear, and come interrupt the show.
Dear, you know, your hair appointment, it's almost time for your hair appointment, dear.
Oh, dear, I know. Well, that's why I need to go through the etiquette, dear.
You mustn't be rude. Mustn't be rude to the hairdresser, dear.
Dear, why don't you go listen to the controls, dear, and listen to everything.
All right, I'll be with the controls, boys.
We'd love to have you can come in anytime you want. You're always welcome here.
Anytime, come on.
Well, thank you, dear. I do have an etiquette tip, dear. You know, people being rude is very, very difficult for you to deal with, dear. I know that you've dealt with that before. I deal with people being rude at least once a week for 30 minutes at a time. Oh, dear. Hold on, I gotta wait for that thunder to stop.
Oh. Okay. Do whatever you want to do.
I forgot what I was saying.
I did too.
Dear, you can't control someone else's behavior, of course, dear. But you have to focus on maintaining your own standard of good behavior instead.
Yes.
So I brought some tips to help you out with that, dear.
Thank God.
I'm so glad. Dear, do I sense some sarcasm?
No!
Dear, one of the best tips that you can do to have good behavior when other people are being rude, dear, is to not take it personally, dear. Perhaps the offender's just having a bad day.
Exactly.
See, that's what I always try to think when people are being rude to me.
No, he doesn't, but he should.
No, I do think that. I always think that.
I've told you to think that, and you're like, well, I'll try.
No, when other people are actually being rude, I try to think that. Dear, also, size up your annoyances, dear. It is worth it to make a fuss over something small, or is it a waste of your time?
Is it a waste of your
time? It is a waste of your time. You're right. And I try not to get tied up with things like that.
What a waste of time. That is such a true statement.
And dear, also, you know, set a good example, dear, because if you're being rude, it makes rudeness begets rudeness, dear. Of course.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I've often said that to Kendall.
Oh, I'm never rude.
When he's in the midst of a rude fit, I'm like, Kendall, rudeness begets rudeness.
The only time I'm rude is when somebody's trying to reach over and grab my brownies off the plate.
Wrong-o.
Dear, also, if someone's behavior is trying to make you angry, dear, take a few deep breaths and ask yourself, is it really worth blowing my haystacks over this?
Is it worth it?
It's never worth it to blow your haystacks over.
Because you're
like
making
that.
Your own self that way.
You are. Because rudeness begets rudeness.
It's not as I've said.
Dear, as I've said too, dear.
We've all said it.
And lastly, dear, laugh it off. If you can't come up with a friendly joke, just chuckle and change the subject, dear.
That's what I do.
Yeah, people are rude to you so much, Cliff.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, for coming in. We love you and we welcome you anytime that you want to drop
thank
in.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. I'm going to go get my hair done now, dear. Toodaloo, dear.
Toodaloo.
A long day, the cow's waiting. Gotta get to the hair appointment before they turn off the hair dryer.
Oh, dear, I hate when they do that. Well, that was such a wonderful etiquette tip.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful etiquette tip.
I think of that one.
I think of that one. Yeah, I do. Kendall, and I think, would I rather be alive in this moment, or would I just rather be dead? And I'm choosing alive in the moment, baby.
Good. It's better to be alive. It's time to play Would You Rather.
Would Boo Rather.
All right, Cliff, I'll start us out.
Would Boo Rather, yeah.
All right, would you rather be able to flatten yourself like a cartoon character?
All right.
Or be able to extend your eyes around corners.
Ugh. For a giant fat blob, I think I'd rather be able to flatten like a cartoon character.
But see, Cliff, what you're forgetting is when you're a big fat blob and you flatten yourself,
spread all
you're
out.
Just this big, huge donut circle piece.
Damn it, I wish I was dead.
All right.
I'd rather be dead, everybody. Kendall, would you rather shed hair when you're nervous instead of just all the time like now?
I was about to say, I do it when I'm nervous already.
Or shed skin when you're swimming.
Oh, God.
You big swimaholic, you.
Well, since I go swimming so rarely, I'll take that one.
All right.
I'll just stay away from water. I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oops. Okay.
I'll just stay away from water. I'm like the Wicked Witch of the West.
All right.
All right. Would you rather have four nostrils or two butt cracks?
Oh, two butt cracks. Twice the fun.
Actually, I read the wrong one.
Oops.
What I meant to say, speaking of your belt.
Then never mind.
Would you rather audibly burp between every word you speak, like you do now, or fart with every step you take?
Well, like I already do once.
So let's just stick with that.
Stick with the formula here. Kendall, would you rather be able to transform into a retainer or a coffin?
Ooh, a coffin.
So you wouldn't be buried 6 feet deep?
Sure, that'll be fun.
Bury me deep, bury me
go,
deep.
Go ahead and do it and get it over with.
See, I'd want to be a retainer, because what if some real like hot actor was like, I gotta straighten my teeth with this retainer. I could straighten their teeth. Wouldn't that
people,
be hot?
Hot people never need retainers.
Wouldn't that be sexy, everybody?
They start hot.
If you were in somebody's mouth straightening their teeth?
I'd be some 12-year-old idiot retainer. I just know it'd be slobbering all over me.
Some big fat Cliff and Kendall looking kid.
All right, Cliff, would you rather have lightsaber fingernails or Jedi mind trick ability?
Ugh.
Come on. That's a no-brainer.
What does the mind trick do?
You can just let you have it. You can influence people to say things and do things. And yeah, of course. It's a no-brainer.
I can't.
You can lift things. Things fly to you like brownies.
Yeah, that's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Good.
Lift things. all right, Kendall, would you rather, finally, Kendall, would you rather assemble a 10,000-piece puzzle with an angry drill sergeant or assemble a 1,000-piece airplane model without instructions?
Oh, I'll take the no instructions.
Oh,
I don't like people yelling at me.
God damn it, Kendall!
I'll figure it out.
Find those corner pieces!
All right.
I just hate to have a drill sergeant yelling at me, Cliff.
God damn it, Kendall!
And that's all the time we have
to do. Give me 20 push-ups!
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
I'm having indigestion. Would you rather have indigestion or
not?
Or not?
I guess I'd choose not, Ken.
Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page with that one.
Okay, great.
Do you have any more snack tips you wanted to share with me?
Eat less of them.
Oh, good. I'm so
when
glad.
You think I want 10 snacks, eat 5.
Good, good, good.
Take some Simply Sleep and go to bed.
And that's sad. And
wake up the next day, eat 5 more.
I want 12 more batches of brownies.
All right.
Sorry to say of donuts. See, 14 slip. I want some donuts, too.
You want them all.
I want it all.
I think to myself of someone who wants it all, Kendall.
That's me.
Comes to
I
mind.
I want it all. If our listeners want it all, search iTunes for Cliff and Kendall or YouTube.
Want it all.
For Cliff and Kendall, where you can listen to us, binge listen to the show, and you can also watch us on our stint of Busheltown Hello.
Oh, sure.
You got a quote for us, Cliff.
Keep shining, beautiful one.
Oh, that's so nice of you to tell me.
The world needs your light. And that was said, well, I don't know by who. It was an unknown Arthur.
Unknown.
Unknown.
The best kind of Arthurs.
And remains unknown to this day.
Cliff, if we're not supposed to have midnight snacks, then why is there a light in the fridge?
There's a light. In the refrigerator, there's a light in the darkness of everybody's life. I'm Cliff.
That was a beautiful Cliff. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Cup. Oh, 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 oh.